It's very difficult for his son to organize the memories of his mother. Mothers are such a dominating part of a son's life, particularly when your mother is as larger than life as my mother was, particularly when there's so many memories. She was very active and was always creating new circumstances and new memories. Also, things that influence one child in a family are very different than the things which are remembered or influenced another child in the same family. Each child lives in his own family. So these are a few of my memories of my mother and the principles which I got from them. Most of these really have been discussed by Joan, but I'm going to repeat some of them. The first principle is that life was to be enjoyed and lived to the full extent. Life was to be engaged in both physical and mental activities. To this end, to see that I enjoyed physical activities, she accepted the offer of a horse from Uncle Bill. A horse called Ticker Tape. Having a horse was the last thing in my mind. I much preferred to play soccer, but I had hurt my Achilles tendon and couldn't play. She was going to replace that with a horse. I didn't know how to ride. It's always good to get a horse before you know how to ride. But I learned to ride, and I learned to love the horse, and it brought me a great deal of pleasure. To improve my mental activity, she insisted that I take piano lessons. I took lessons for years. I never got beyond Country Gardens, which was the first piece I learned. And I still can't find middle C on the piano to carry it. Principles cannot always be successful. Sometimes they lead to failure. However, as Joan said, as part of the program to live life fully, she pushed the family into taking trips each summer to Canada while we were in the proper teenage bracket. While we were there, we took extended pack trips. That is, provided there were enough cowboys and Indians along to put up the tents and cook the meals. These were very elegant trips. She also pushed my father into taking trips. I remember this well because there was almost always a fight about this at the family. Taking trips is something that the male leadies are very reluctant to do. They change directions with difficulty and are hard to get out of the home routine. However, once torn away from the home routine and on the trip, they really enjoy it. So I'm glad that Mother taught me the importance of going. The second principle is to be physically brave. Joan told you about the kidney stone. She also suffered from breast cancer and from some other diseases which were really debilitating by the standards of that day. And she never complained to her children about it, or even in the case of, I think it was encephalitis, which she got from jute brought in from Pakistan, which was around a rug which the family had brought. She never even really told us that she was going to the hospital with this terrible disease, from which she might not recover, because in those days they didn't know too much about it. But she was a very physically brave person who pushed on through life without any problem, any physical concepts of danger. Now there was another one which those of us who live with her will remember. She told my bookkeeper, Constance Lavender, who happens to be here today, at one time in a discussion about money, that checks were made to be written and money was made to be spent. Which is a good example. She believed that things could be purchased, you know, pleasures could be purchased. As an example, she bought Father a sailboat for his birthday. I remember the purchase very well. We were driving to Grandmother's house on Cape Cod. And just as before you get to the Bourne Bridge, get onto the Cape, we passed the yard of the Cape Cod Shipbuilding Company. This was just after the Second World War. There was a sign in front of the building announcing the sailboats were for sale. On went the brakes, and back up the road we went, with the traffic zooming around us. We went into the shipyard, a group of rank amateurs among the goodies. Now, mother did not sail, and father and I had only sailed our little six-foot dinghy, which was scarcely a sailboat, was a mere toy in the lake in Maine. However, mother shortly came away, the proud owner of a 14-foot sailboat, which was shipped to Maine and was given to father on his birthday, which was in September. I was the beneficiary of that present. The fourth principle was to be determined. And that she was. My earliest memories of mother was driving to Maine. Mother, governess, the two children, Joan and I. In those days, you frequently got flats, say about every 60 miles, particularly if you were driving an overloaded automobile. Mother coped. I think she changed the tires himself. I don't really remember. But I do remember that it wasn't very long after these unfortunate episodes that we were on the road again. And I don't think the AAA had had time to come out and take care of the problem. To this end, she also stuck to her sculpture activity when a lesser person would have been discouraged to become a lady of leisure. Sculpture activity involved a lot of hard physical work, particularly when she was pounding on a piece of stone or trying to push reluctant clay into figures. Also, being a sculptor involves a lot of hard intellectual work in trying to design and then execute an artistic concept. She was also determined when she did her civic duty. The work on the Germantown Chestnut Hill Housing Committee was endless. When the committee started, outhouses were still legal in Philadelphia and very prevalent in Germantown. She had to persuade many small landlords who didn't want to replace their outhouses to do so. There was also work getting city council to repeal the law and to require indoor plumbing. All of this was done in the end, but it took a lot of determination, a lot of work, and a lot of objections by many people who thought the old way of life was very satisfactory. In short, mother sailed through life like a proud boat, determined to make the most of it. While doing all of this, she still had time to love her children and her husband. I've tried to use the principles she taught me in my life, but I fear I will never be able to apply them as successfully as mother did. A remarkable woman, a fine mother.